Welcome to the show. Reed is from Speed Styling. How are you doing today?
Hello, Simon. I'm doing really good. Really busy at that time.
I know it's been hard. It's been hard to get out of time with you. You've been busy all over.
I'm always busy.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
So, Riris, thank you for being a part of the show. You and I actually know each other for way back. We've worked together. But for anyone that doesn't know you out there, who is Riris the man?
Yeah, I'm just a normal guy who likes to rap.
And, that's normal.
Yeah, you know me that I like to rap. Like, if I start rapping, sometimes I don't feel when I stop it. Sometimes I stop at night time. So only my wife, she just say, you have to go home to rest. So
you get in the groove and you don't stop, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you remember about those projects we did.
Yeah. So where are you situated at the moment right now, Riris?
What do you mean? I didn't hear.
What country are you situated at the moment right now?
Yeah, in Lithuania. I have a big workshop now that I can fit about 12 cars and 8 cars you can work easily on it. So
I've seen the pictures. It looks like you're almost always full.
Yeah. You know that feeling when old customer comes to you and he says, I need in 2 weeks or something to break a car. And always busy like 3 or 4 months forward. So sometimes it's complicated. Most of the time it's complicated.
So wait, what do you do then? You just tell them, okay, leave it and I'll fix it. And then you just work until crazy hours.
It depends on the customer. So sometimes now actually I'm trying to teach myself to say no.
Because how is it going?
It's really hard. It's easier just to not pick up phone. It's much easier for me.
You have an answer. Sorry, we can't pick up the phone right now. Call back in a couple of months.
Yeah, something like that. It's complicated.
So, really, let's go back to the beginning before we start talking about how it is now at the moment. I know you. When did you start rapping? How old were you? What did you start rapping? What made you start rapping?
Yeah, actually, I started rapping. I don't know. Facebook just remind me that I did something 8 years ago. So it was fun. And I just looked, I saw Carbon, almost everybody starts from Carbon like 8 or 7 years ago. So I just bought it from eBay. Did some small stuff in interior. I don't know, just projects start coming to me. And I started in Denmark. I didn't have.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a lot of time because I was working at night. So all days is free. So just rap. And actually, the third rap, I did and I got paid. So
on the third rap, okay.
Yeah, so I could say I learned on the customer's cars and everything. So it was fun.
You didn't scratch any cars, I hope.
No, actually I started my third rap was Mercedes Smart interior. Then normally if now customer comes and say you need to wrap inside door plastics and trunk plastic, and it's not nice surface, it doesn't stick on it. So in that time I didn't know that it will not stick, so I just bought Oracle carbon without air channels. And it worked, and it's still on. I know. Sometimes guys send me pictures. It's on. So, yeah. Now I shouldn't do that. And yeah, no chance.
You live and you learn, right?
Yeah, of course.
So you said you started working in Denmark. So I guess you started doing raps over there.
Yeah, I was doing those interior, and then I went to one company who wrapped cars, and I told them, if you take me for 3 days for free, I will improve you that I can do wraps. And they said, okay. And first day, they took me to wrap a train. Mm-hmm. And it was Avery 900, no A-release, no nothing. And in that time, I didn't know that much about A-releasing. So it was fun, but it worked. I don't know how it worked, but it worked, actually. So it was first big wrap was, I think, we took backing paper off 6 meters folio and we just placed on the train.
Wow.
It was fun, yeah. And my best teacher, I could say, it was, you know, maybe Thomas Madsen from FM Foliering or something. He also won some German rap star or something. I don't remember. So we rapped with him about 4 months. I was working in one company. And we was rapping taxis, like one taxi a day. That was my start, like that.
Just... You got in the heat right away.
Yeah.
I know you've been involved a lot with fleet wraps.
Yeah.
But is it you've always wanted to go into the specialized cars, or it just turned out that way for you?
No, actually, I'm always around race cars. Mm-hmm. And I always was thinking, dreaming, like, I want to wrap only race cars, and actually I'm doing now like that. Like in summertime, it's 80% race cars.
So you're living the dream.
Yeah.
Good.
Dream come true, you know. So. And in Denmark, I was 2 years freelancing, so with taxis and stuff like that, it was good for beginning to get speed.
Would you say, is it there you got your speed and quality, or just the speed?
I don't know. I always was about your quality. But, you know, when the company pushing you that you need to finish car in 1 day, you need to speed up, of course. But for quality, I don't know. It just came.
It's a hard equation, doing quick wraps and still keeping quality. You agree with me?
Yeah, I know I did many mistakes, so it's like, yeah, but now I'm in good in good quality.
So what made you take the leap? What made you go from working abroad to maybe think, okay, I gotta move back home and start my own shop?
Oh, that's a long story. Almost long story. No, it's actually... It was really fine in Denmark. I was never thinking that I will come back to Lithuania. But, you know, the girl, you come back for holiday and you never come back to Denmark.
Ta-da! So, that's the story of a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, and then wife, and yeah. But it was
so for someone that doesn't, then for people out there that maybe don't know that much about Lithuania, is it considered a big country, small country? Is there a large wrapping scene? Are there a lot of exclusive cars? Were you thinking about them when you started the company, or you just thought, okay, I'm just going to start and see what happens?
I just started. I didn't look forward for something. I just rent garage from my friend. Actually, I rented just then I get car, he gives me garage, the workshop. So I rented like that, and he was also thinking, I want to see what's happening, what's going to happen. And it, yeah, turned like that. So from 70 square meters, now I'm in 300 square meters.
Right.
And actually in the same location, just another building.
All right. So you open your shop, you're alone at the moment, right? You're the only wrapper. Where do you start finding your customers?
I don't know. I just Facebook. Actually, friends I did for a few friends, then, you know, friends talk, then some comes more, and I never been in this, you know, that I will advertise myself. So it's just long way, you know, from mouth to mouth. If you do good, then, you know, that customer give you another customer, or maybe two customers. So just cars flew here. So, and actually, I didn't think that there is so expensive cars in Lithuania. Like 2 years ago, it started to come Porsches, Ferraris, and yeah, cars like that that you almost never seen in the street.
Are your customers mostly from Lithuania, or they come from other countries as well?
Yeah, mostly it's Lithuanian. For race cars, sometimes I travel to Spain or Germany or Belgium or Oslo. Yeah. But now at the moment, if someone calls me or write me email, or can you come up to somewhere, I know, Spain, for example, to wrap something, I just say, what car? And if he say just regular car, but we pay you good, I just say no. Because if it's if it's race car, then I don't care about, yeah, I don't care about money. If soon as we, you know, pay me all expenses to travel and I make a little bit money, it's okay. Because it's fun.
But do you do the design yourself, or you get the design from them and you do the wrapping?
No, actually, I was never good at design, so I have some guys who design everything. I'm not a computer guy. I know how it works. I do for plotting, you know, some small stuff, but I never do design. I'm not good at design. That's my weakness, actually. But, you know, if you pick the right people for design, it will work.
Yeah, right people at the right places.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So,
I also know that you are a World Rap Master winner, right?
Actually, it's a World Rap Euro, because I win that one, and then I was in World Rap Masters for a second day. I was in finals, but my back just told me to stop. I have, you know, back problem. So
what make you, well, what I'm actually thinking of is what made you choose to be a part of the competition? What was your train of thought? What did you think it would be good?
The competition, it was the first competition was, I was in freelancing at one company in Denmark, and they told me, there is some, you know, thing, special thing that you can cut without knife. And I was thinking, what is it? And they told me, yeah, it's called knife fellas or something. Mm-hmm. And they told me, yeah, you know, I give you a phone number, you call him and you meet and buy it. And I call him, I meet, and there's Ola. Mr. Sunshine. Yeah. And then I talked with him about how I started and everything, and he told me, yeah, you need to be in Danish competition. And actually, I wasn't rapping every day at that time. It was 1.5 years that I was rapping, like, you know, sometimes. And normally work. So he wrote me in that competition. It was, I don't remember, maybe 18 Danis who was competing. Okay. And you know, when you stand in competition first time, your hands are really shaking that you can hold it. And they say, oh, that's a print vinyl you need to do. And I was looking at that print vinyl. Never touched print vinyl. And then we say, oh, it's no air release, you know. And I never touch air without air release for wrapping. Only when I was long time ago, 1.5 year ago, when I was wrapping this interior with carbon. So I thought, yeah, I will make, you know, big mistake. First round, I will be kicked out. But no, I was fifth. So then it started like that. Then I was in Germany, but also Olya wrote me like 10 in the evening. He writes me, tomorrow you have to be in Frankfurt at you know, Viscom show to compete. And your round starts 1 o'clock. I thought, okay, 700 kilometers. If I drive 5 in the morning, I should make. So I made it. But, you know, after hours driving, now first round I was out. So, and then in maybe 1 or 2 years, it was in London, Vespa in London, yeah. I was also there, but I was also fifth. But my biggest thing was, oh, I know Jim Miller, he'll be there, and he's really old rapper, like, you know, not the old, but
the godfather of rapper.
Yeah, godfather. So I thought, if I take him, it will be good. So he was, you know, by me. I was fifth, he was, I think, sixth or seventh. So I was really happy.
It was a good day.
Yeah, and after this, you know, I was going to for holiday to Lithuania and then never come back to Denmark. So that's a story.
That's life.
Yeah, but it's really fun. I like it.
So what did it mean for you to win the European Championship? Did it mean anything for you work-wise? Did you get more notice? Did you got more jobs?
Actually, when I took fifth place in London, it was good because my friends talk around the city and everything. And everyone was like, oh, this guy is good, you know, we need to bring car to him, only to him. So it's, yeah, it worked for me really well. And this Europe Rap competition when I won, actually it also worked because some newspapers wrote about me and then it actually I was also on television for one I know.
In Lithuania.
Yeah. So it worked. And I think now I don't need to go to competition anymore because I just kill my back. You know, I now
you're a business owner.
I'm not so really good business owner, but I like where I am. I like what that I can, you know, give the top quality. So like I had now I had a guy for 2 years that I treat him. He's really good. And now he's leaving. He left actually 2 weeks ago. So I need to work for two guys now. That's why
that's hard. That's you said, I guess he's been with you for 2 years. So you taught him the business, right?
Yeah, of course. So it's, but it's life. You need to get back to work hard again. I have now two new guys, but I will see what's happening with them.
What is it you're looking for when you get a new guy into the shop? What is quality? Because they don't know, maybe they don't know how to rep, but what is it important for you? What quality do they need to possess?
The first thing is that guy fits in our team. The first thing. But of course, he also need to be concentrated and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I'm not looking guy from the city guy. I'm looking for outside city because they know how to work, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're not afraid of working.
Yeah, that's true. The guy that was working at me, he was from 30 kilometers from another city in Lithuania. It's normally if you need to drive 30 kilometers to work, it's quite a long way. So, but he was really handy. He knows how to take apart car and stuff like that. So I could trust him. But yeah, but always trying to be in everything by myself. If you're taking car apart, I also need to be there. Because if he gets sick or something, I need to take back everything. So I'm trying to build system now. But if you take apart door, then you have cups and you write on cups what kind of screws there. Mm-hmm. So if another guy need to take everything back, so he knows. So yeah.
Yeah, all right. You're trying to make it sustainable. If for whatever reason you're not there, someone else is there, they can do it. Yeah. Got it.
So
you were talking a little bit about quality before, and I've seen your quality. I know you're good. But what is your is that your main focus when you deliver a wrap? It's quality all over, or do you think when it comes to that?
Yeah, I'm trying to do as good as possible. And you know, for vinyl limitations, sometimes I push too hard, but most of the time it works. And I really don't like seams and stuff like that. And on race cars, you can do a seams, but on nice cars, you always thinking out how to do it without seam.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, when you work really hard on vinyl, you get glue lines and stuff like that. Always trying to do everything, but you don't see glue lines. And also, when you wrap, for example, side of a car, almost never use heat gun. Always, how to say, just
pushing the vinyl.
Yeah, play with squeegee. You just read wrinkles and you know where to squeegee that. It goes around.
So, for someone that may not understand why you do that, why would you tell them that don't use a heat gun?
Yeah, because if you take Avery or something, okay, you can heat it and you can pull it and stretch it. But if you use, for example, Hexes or, I don't know, some other vinyls, not that good. I don't say that Hex is bad, but if you take not
different.
Yeah. Well, if you do race car and you take this polymeric, if you get used to work with all of them same, then you never fail.
Right. If I get you correctly, it's more that if you know how to work with the harder vinyls, it's then you can work with everything.
Yeah, you just work then with all vinyls and almost in the same, and you always have a good quality. Because if you work if you do too many cars with, for example, Avery, and you do one car with Aurofol or Hexes or the thicker one, it can fail because you can't stretch that much, or you need to pose heat more than Avery Just always work like you work with wrong material, then all materials will hold like it should.
What materials do you like working the most with then?
Actually, I work the most now with PVF, Bruxafol PVF and Avery. Mm-hmm. That actually two brands that mostly I work with. Sometimes also Aurofol. Because we have now some new cool colors. I don't like so much 3M. I was loving it like 5 years ago, but now I sometimes just don't like them. Especially, metallic colors.
Well.
Yeah, but it's everyone's choice, Some only use 3M, so I don't say that it's bad wine or something, but it's just, you choose what you like.
Whatever fits you, right?
Yeah.
So since you're known for quality, Ridis, and would you say that's the reason why customers come from all over Lithuania and hand over your car, or Is it because they feel your passion? What would you say is the reason?
Actually, it's a few reasons. But yeah, the first is quality, because sometimes customer call me and say, "Oh, you know this this workshop we recommend you, and we told that only go to, we should go to me." Mm-hmm. But I never know what that workshop, but we know that I'm best. So I know I'm just a guy who likes quality, who likes to rap, and that's all. And another thing is that I'm friendly. If I do something wrong, I always fix. I always do something extra also.
Like what, for example?
For example, if you wrap car from black to satin black, normally guys, they just take one side from one piece and that's all. I always do every part separately, so you have, you know, overlaid edge, how you call it.
So you don't see it, right?
Yeah. Or for example, before I wrap, I always take to my neighbors to clean car. I always tell them to clean inside, though, you know, interior. So that guy pick up, the customer pick up car, you get like a new car.
Both, you know, outside and inside.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, and also talking good. I'm not talking bad, so. And sometimes if it's, you know, you get some stupid customers. All of us get some stupid
customers. They're people.
So. Yeah. So normally, even sometimes, I'm not saying that all the time, but sometimes you just pick up from fifth time or something phone, and they come angry and starting talking to me, and they just come down. But if I'm not in workshop and only my guys there, we are screaming. But if I come, we just calm down. I don't know why. Because they see from my eyes. So, yeah.
So you're saying quality, going that extra mile, doing something more for the customer.
Yeah, and be nice to customer.
That sounds easy.
And just sometimes say no. You need to do that. Especially on PPF.
What do you mean by that?
I always hate PPF to install, always hate. But then customer comes and, oh, for example, do a Porsche and full in PPF. I'm just say, okay, I do it. And when I start doing that, I always fighting with myself. Why?
What is it that you don't like with PPF?
I just don't like it. I don't like everything what is with, when you mount with liquid. I never do window tinting. And in PPF, okay, I do it like perfect, but it's always something is not perfect, because PPF, you can't wrap PPF same like a normal wrap. So it can be perfect like you want. I always, you know, go over all the edges, but it takes so much time to do that and really good quality. So, yeah.
I understand. I feel for you.
Yeah. Also, fleet wraps. I know. I have now offer for 220 cars to wrap, but I'm thinking just to say sorry. I'm busy. Too busy.
Because it's then, a different way of wrapping, right?
Yeah. For example, now I'm booked over to July with few spots. So, why should get fleet wrap if I can just work like I like to work? Yeah, if you go by business, yeah, of course, fleet wrap is good business, good money, but I'm not a good businessman. I just do what I like to do.
Maybe I can challenge your thought. I mean, if you're doing what you love, then you're doing a good business.
Yes, right? Yes, that's true.
And I mean, it sounds like you're in a position where you get to choose what work, what jobs you take in, what jobs you don't.
Yeah, I really love that position. It's like now it's maybe 2 years that I can choose And actually, this normally on winter time I have less work, but when the last summer started, it didn't end till this summer, till now. I mean, your shop is always full. It doesn't matter if it's winter or summer, or I don't know.
But what does it mean, a full shop for you? How many cars are you working on at the moment?
Actually, at the moment, I have only two cars inside, because I just wanted to take everything out, or finish everything and just take out. But now I have two cars. But Monday is coming three race cars and then few more customers' cars. So sometimes some people comes to me and, oh, you don't have work. You can make my car earlier, you know. And I say, okay. Yeah, but you look here. I need to finish this until tomorrow. But tomorrow it's coming three or four cars more. So, yeah. But
so you tend to keep the cars a couple of days?
Yeah. I was trying to treat my customers that to make a wrap for a car, it takes 1 week. So if I am late with some of your car, then I know that I have for 1 week this car. But sometimes I start that car only on Wednesday that I need to deliver on Friday. Or sometimes some race team calls me and say, hey, you need to come on Tuesday and wrap my Skoda R5. Okay, I just say, okay, it's 1 day work. Just go there and wrap it fast.
But do you do one car at a time, or you do maybe half a car, then you jump to another car, and then you jump to another? How do you think about that?
I'm trying to do one, but sometimes it happens like that. When season comes, when race car comes, then I have this problem that I'm working on one private car, color change, for example, but between those two color change cars, then I need to push two race cars, and then starting jumping.
Right.
Because it's you know, my goal is race cars. In the first position, it's race cars.
So that's your priority, right?
Yeah,
priority. It's there you want to be.
Yeah. So because I really love race cars, so I can. And
what is it that you love with them?
I don't know. It's just race cars. I can't tell you what I love.
Are you a good racer?
Me? I'm not a racer. But I like race cars. In June, we have always a big race in Lithuania. And like 45 or 46 teams were competing there. And last year, it was 11 teams that I wrapped. This year, I guess. And this year, I guess it will be 15. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
So
that is a lot.
I'm always trying to do all the race cars that we want and some color changes. But now I really need people because I have too many color changes, some PPF that I don't like, and race cars.
So for everyone out there that's listening to the pod, maybe if they want to move to Lithuania, just give you a call, right? And they need to be good. With quality also.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sometimes kids, you know, Lajos is coming. Sometimes
Mr. Luigi.
Yeah, Mr. Luigi. Sometimes you know, the Martinez from Ireland. Sometimes he comes, but we are getting too busy that we can't come to me. I hope the kids is coming after Easter to me, so.
You need to entice KISS to move to Lithuania.
It's not possible. He's trying to invite me too to Hungary, so.
Oh, it's a give and take, right?
Yeah.
So, Ridis, let's talk a little bit about projects, right?
Yeah.
What project are you most proud of?
No.
You need to choose one.
I knew that you will ask this question.
And you don't have an answer. Wow, man.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, like last year it was Lamborghini's Super Trofeo, then 2 years ago, it was, I don't know, what was it? most cool cars is race cars. But at the moment, I think Lamborghini Super Trofeo, it's really cool car. And
have you done a lot of them or just?
Not a lot of them, but I was doing 3 of them in Norway. And then
what's the hardest with that car?
What?
What was the hardest thing with that car to do?
Yeah, it depends on design. Because in Norway, it was, we need to make it in satin black, and then we need to put this plotted, you know, design. So it was really nightmare. For example, now, like two weeks ago, I was wrapping with printer design in my shop with Lamborghini. So it was much easier. But
yeah, I got it.
I don't know. I can't say that it's something difficult. The most difficult maybe it was Ligier Ampere 3, if you know this.
Not really, actually.
You know this Le Mans cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, this really round ones. So
what did you learn from that one?
To make nice seams.
Because don't stretch the material, just make seams.
Yeah, you stretch, but you need to think that you're doing that car in Spain, that it's really hot. And then another thing, that if you fail, you need to travel all around there too, one more time. So yeah, you need to do it right.
It's better so that it sticks.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I remember now. The first cool car I did, it was also from Le Mans series, Ginetta. I traveled all over to UK, to Ginetta factory, and we was making this car. It was a first car that my friend bought it. And they just give parts, I wrap, and waiting for new parts coming when they make it.
See the whole car.
Yeah, so I wrap it in, you know, pieces.
Piece by piece.
Yeah. It was fun, actually.
I guess it's good it wasn't a printed wrap, so
no, better no. Yeah, it was just satin black, so that was good. And it was also some design, but only a few stripes that you can measure the valve car. That was really fun. I was always thinking I want to do that, a car like that. So, and, you know, the dream comes true. Always like that.
So what is your, I gotta ask you this question now just because of that.
Yeah?
What is your dream now? What car would you like to do that you haven't done yet?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking I want to do a plane, but I did it in Avery Comfort Chrome Gold.
Mm.
I was thinking about boats, but I did those two. So, I don't know, Formula maybe?
It's the law of attraction. You think you want it and you get it.
Yeah. So.
So you did a plane in gold chrome.
Yeah, you know the small plane that it goes.
Yeah.
Two persons and it goes, I think, 300 kilometers per hour. But yeah, it was fun. And I was
doing rivets, right?
No, that one was from carbon fiber, so no rivets.
Oh, great. That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice, but it was fun also. It is around, so you need to also think where you need to do a seam, and then you need to use sealant and stuff like that, so it holds. But it's I think 2 years now, and nothing is wrong.
No phone call from the customer yet.
No.
That's always good.
Yeah.
So we were talking a little bit before about how you feel that you are living the dream you had a couple of years back, where you wanted to start your own shop and work with race cars. What is your new dream? What are you aiming for?
New dream. Maybe be more of a family to get good team to do all work. Not all work, I also want to write, but you know, when you work from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 or 9 in the evening, yeah, it's a little bit too much.
Yeah, Monday to Sunday, right?
Yeah, no. Saturdays I'm trying not to work, and Sundays, but sometimes I work.
Since you want to start a new family, is what do you see as your biggest challenges with personnel? Finding the right qualities, right people. What thoughts do you have on that?
The biggest challenge is to teach them. You know, it takes really long time to teach them, and sometimes you can find out in a couple of weeks that this guy can't rap. But sometimes after half year, you understand that he's still not good for rapping, and I'm not sure if he will be a good rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's, I think the complicated is to make a right person as a rapper that you can trust. I think that's the biggest issue. So,
how big would you like to be?
You know, a couple of years ago, I was alone and I was dreaming just to have work for every day. And now it's 5 years when I'm in Lithuania and I have four employees, including the accountant.
Yeah.
So I know I haven't been prepared to have some guys working for me, but it just comes. I don't look for actually for future. The only thing is, if I lose all my team, I just raise prices. I was thinking maybe I just should raise price and just work alone on just top quality and expensive cars. But I'm in the middle of that, and I know where to go. I'm just flowing now.
It's a chance, right?
Yeah, it just, I don't know. I almost never plan. I just feel if I should go there, I should go another way.
You go with your gut feeling.
Yeah, something like that. So like I told you, I'm not a businessman. I just go by feeling.
I would like to say the opposite. I would like to say that you are a man with a dream. So,
yeah.
Okay, to end on a lighter note, a couple of quick questions for you. I hope you can answer them. You don't have to answer them quick, but I'll ask them, and they're short questions.
Okay.
What's your go-to tool? What tool do you love the most?
The most, like all rappers, I like FlexStream, you know, it's from Avery. I also like the Red Squeegee from Avery.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're Avery sponsored.
No, I'm not.
It's, I know, just, I'm just kidding with you.
But I like it. That's all. And
how long does a Flex tool last for you?
Oh, it's forever.
How you take care of them?
Yeah, I'm really gentle with that. I got first Flex tool when I was in competition 2015, and I still use it. The red one. The blue one is, yeah, I don't use it. It's too hard. But the red one is perfect.
All right. And it holds. So next question.
Yeah.
What color are you in love with at the moment?
Print. Why not? Print designs, not color, I think.
Print design. Ah.
Yeah. I think the coolest. I do some rust wrap and yeah. But for color, I know. I don't like chrome. Just because it's nightmare to install. And perfect. You know, quality. So, I don't know. You know, charcoal, matte, it's coming back again.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it.
So, I like it too. But, yeah.
It's a cool color until you've done a couple of them and then you get bored of them.
Actually, I was picked at this PVF anodized red for my own car. But I use it on another customer's car. But I like this color. And if you put this ceramic coat on top, it looks almost like matte red chrome, really close to that.
Who do you look up to in the industry?
I don't know. Just for quality, maybe. If I understand right your question.
You answer it the way you understand it. Yeah. There's no right way or wrong.
Yeah, I'm always trying to be better. Mm. That's all.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
All right, really, that is about all that I have for today. Where can people find you if they want to see what you're up to?
Yeah, on Facebook, Speed Styling. Also on Instagram, Speed Styling. And myself, it's Ritis Speed Styling.
Let me just pause there for a second.
Yeah.
Why is it that you have three guys with beer on your logo?
It just looked nicer.
Okay.
And I need to,
you have a beer, I know, but three guys with beers.
No, I don't have any guy in shop with beer. So.
I thought maybe that's a requirement. You need to have a beer to be a part of the team.
No, it's actually, if a guy comes with beer, then maybe I don't hire him because his beer is nicer than mine.
Okay, so like I always do with everyone in the show, I let them have a couple of seconds where they can tell whatever they want to the rapping world. So if you like to share your words of wisdom, what would you like to tell the rapping world?
Rapping world? Yeah, just go for quality. Don't work too much. Sometimes you need to pick up phone. It's hard for me at the moment, but you need to pick up phone. And keep rap fun. Don't be a slave for rapping. You just have to enjoy it. Don't take projects that you don't like to do that. That's all I think.
That's some nice words.
Yeah. I trying to do that.
So. I hope to hear from you soon. I hope to see you soon as well, my friend. Have a really nice night and we'll be in touch. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.